Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tennell, and today, July 7th, our guest is Sharon Gault. But before we speak with Sharon, Denise has some beauty news to share.
And I hope I can remember everyone's names, but I'm sure I won't be able to, so I'll do the best I can with this beauty news. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Beauty News. Tonight's edition of the Beauty News is all about Fame Expo and how much fun we had at Fame Expo. I think it was a great turnout at the Expo. I mean, we sure had a good turnout at our booth, that's for sure. So we just want to thank some of the bloggers that stopped by, Makeup by Jackie, and we were able to do an interview with her at the booth. And so we want to thank her for stopping by. Daniel does makeup, not magic. We want to thank him for stopping by. And so if any of the bloggers are listening, please forgive me because I don't have my list in front of me. And I tried to find the list on the Fame Expo site, and it's not there. So please forgive me for not mentioning your names. But if you stop by the booth to pick up a blogger bag, you know who you are. So we do thank you for stopping by and for attending Fame Expo. And we want to thank our lovely assistant, Brandy, for just being everything to us and for us at the show and just even throughout some of the follow-up, just being there and doing a great job. We want to thank Angie Peak for helping us out as well at Fame Expo. And we also want to give a big thanks to a lot of the vendors who gave products for the gift bags or the blogger bags. They gave products for a lot of the giveaways and for to Friends Beauty Supply for sponsoring our big giveaway item on Saturday, which was a Stelazi makeup case. So we want to thank Michelle Cox for winning the Stelazi makeup case. And we're going to have photos of all of this stuff on our Facebook page, which is Beauty Talk Online Radio, as well as our new Instagram page, which is beauty_talk_media, and even on our personal Instagram pages, which is @DeniseTennell on both Instagram and Twitter. So you'll continue to see more photos throughout the coming weeks. So please stay tuned for that. But I just wanted to run down a list of some of the sponsors who supported us. Of course, Friends Beauty Supply, Royal Langnickel Brushes, Morph Brushes, Stila Cosmetics, Violet Lips, Lime Crime. We had the lovely ladies over at Lash Love who gave lashes. We had OCC Cosmetics who gave products. We had, I'm trying to go through my bag here, Perry and Spirit, they gave brush cleaner. Model in a Bottle gave products. View Set, which is a new palette, they gave products for all of the blogger bags. I mentioned Royal Langnickel. What else gave products? Eye Makeup Fallout Protector.
Mist Cosmetics.
Yes.
The Z Palette.
Z Palette, yes, they gave products as well. City Color Cosmetics gave products. Let's see if I missed anybody, because there were a lot of smaller brands. And that gave products. I did mention Friends Beauty Supply, but Frenchie B Makeup, they gave products. She gave products. And then April Love Makeup Academy, I want to thank her as well. That may have been, oh, no, how about the honorable mention? Let's see. Oh, gosh, I'm losing it here. I can't think of everyone. Illusions Cosmetics. I do apologize for not having my list in front of me. If I forgot anyone, please forgive me. But there were so many, and we do appreciate your assistance in helping us out with the giveaways and all the goodies that everyone received this year at FameX. So I just want to thank them. And, of course, thank you to Cheryl Morrell for having us and for putting on such a wonderful show with a great turnout. I really enjoyed it. And that's it for my beauty news.
Thank you very much. Sharon, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Good. Hi, how are you? Thank you.
We are
so honored.
Glad to have you on.
Yay.
Thank you. It was
yay. Finally, we kept trying to get together at the Fame Expo.
I know.
Right.
Finally.
It was really fun.
Yeah, it was really fun. I had a great time. It was good seeing everybody, too.
Yes.
So let's start off tonight's conversation, Sharon, by just asking you to basically just start from the beginning and share with our listening audience how you got involved with this wonderful makeup career of yours.
Well, I started doing makeup back in 1988, and I went to Vidal Sassoon Academy, and I was so lucky that I was working at Vidal Sassoon as a receptionist, and I happened to ask the owner of the company. I was like, you know, I was on welfare and, you know, raised by a single mother, and I couldn't afford to go to school, and, you know, I was the receptionist, and I had just, you know, prayed, you know, sometimes, you know, you got to ask for what, you know, you need in life, and, you know, if you want to say, you know, you just got to, I got so blessed to, you know, they gave me a free scholarship to go to the school, so okay. I went to cosmetology school, and while I was going to Vidal Sassoon, I used to always get involved in photography and just everything. I always loved hair, makeup, styling, you know, just everything. And I think, you know, you just have to, you know, put yourself out there and, you know, I think, you know, it was kind of my escape of, like, you know, being creative. Like, it was, you know, with hair, makeup, and styling. And that's how I first started. And I always was involved in the makeup shows and everything with, you know, and then one thing led to another where I, you know, was working in the color department. And I winded up, you know, wanting to get into, you know, photo shoots. Just like I got more and more into doing photo shoots and test shooting, and I met a makeup artist named Eric Bernard. And, you know, I was fascinated by him and doing hair and makeup in the industry. And so I wanted to get, you know, to an agent and be in the hair and makeup industry. So I started I first started my career as a hair and makeup artist.
I'd like to ask you, where did the name Mama Makeup come from?
Well, in the 90s, I went on tour and, I went on tour with Madonna, and I was doing, I would do the dancer's makeup. I never did Madonna's makeup. Everybody has always thought I've done Madonna's makeup, but I've never done Madonna's makeup. I did her hair in the Blonde Ambition tour. But I never did her makeup ever. But I got the nickname Mama Makeup from the dancers. Or from the singers, excuse me. From Nikki and Donna. They call me Mama Makeup. I guess I was so motherly. I always like to nurture everybody.
I figured it had something to do with that.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, it was a fun, like, you know, that was such a great experience in my life, you know, touring with Madonna, and that was just one of the best experiences, you know, to see the world. And, you know, I was so lucky, you know, from being, you know, things happened pretty fast. You know, when I first started with the agency, I got with an agency called Cloutier, and that's the agency my friend Eric was with. And I was assisting, and I was lucky that I got to go on tour. And going on tour is the best way to see the world.
Yeah, really. Let me ask you, you mentioned being with an agency. Do you find that being with an agency is important, is really important for someone who works like in music and fashion to actually get the jobs? Do you think that's the best way of getting jobs is having an agent, or do you think you may could have achieved just as much without an agent?
Well, I think, you know, a lot of the things about getting a job, you know, the agency, you know, sometimes, you know, they do, and sometimes, you know, they get you the job and sometimes they don't. You know, I think, you know, it's sometimes, you know, you get certain clients that, you know, you get requests and people want to work with you. And, you know, the agency manages your day-to-day and everything in your life, kind of, you know, dealing with the business side of it. Yeah, so, and making sure to keep, you know, do your bio and handle your books and all that stuff.
Do you think that's essential, though, as being a makeup artist or a hairstylist or a stylist? Do you think that the best way, I guess, to say, to, I guess, get
jobs? It depends,
jobs
like, you know, now with social networking and Instagram and all this stuff, I think, you know, it's a whole nother world, you know. I think with social media, things have really changed a lot. You know, you have people, I don't know, just people's work getting out there. I think, but agencies are good, you know, like, I think, you know, it's important, you know, there's agencies, you know, in New York and L.A. And, you know, I think you know, there's a lot of great agencies out there. And I think, you know, it's always great to inspire to have an agency, because I think sometimes, you know, it depends on, I think it gets a kind of a caliber of, you know. I think sometimes, you know, but I think, you know, it depends on the artist. Like, some people don't have an agent, you know. I know Kim Kardashian's made makeup artist Joyce. She seems to manage her career really well. Like, you know, some people, if they have regular clients, that they work all the time. You know, I think some people are good business people. Depends on, you know, you got to be. I just think with social networking right now, with Instagram and, you know, all that stuff.
There are so many people out there now getting jobs, just like you said, just because of their social media.
YouTube.
So you're right. It has changed everything a little bit. And again, like you said, with an agent, you know, they help to kind of manage your career in some ways, and, you know, create your bio and things like that. That some of us, if we're working all the time, don't really have time to kind of put together. But how do you, you know, you mentioned a couple agencies. But how do you prepare to even to become a part of an agency? When you go and sit with an agent, like, what should you have? I mean, I know you should have pictures of your work, but, you know, should you have a certain number of pictures before you go to an agency? Should you have especially as a makeup artist, if you have certain types of pictures before you go speak with an agent.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the agency, like some, you know, when I first started, with Cloutier, you know, I always would take the jobs that nobody, you know, and just always said yes to everything. And, you know, they kind of built me in the beginning. And I think that nowadays, you know, if people could see, you know, that what kind of beautiful work you do. It's kind of hard, you know, to get the tear sheets and, you know, sometimes, you know, like every agency is different these days, you know, if how they're going to find people. But, you know, just getting beautiful close-ups, showing, you know, beautiful work, clean and beautiful. I've been lucky that, you know, I've been working with David LaChapelle for 17 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have a special relationship, so I've been really lucky.
Speaking of David, what was your first experience like the very first time you worked with him?
I was actually assisting doing hair
mm-hmm.
with my friend Jamal, and we met, and David and I were in New York, and we met, and we instantly fell in love with each other. Yeah. We're like a little family.
And so you've been kind of working with him ever since.
Mm-hmm. We're a family.
Nice.
Yeah, so. Yeah, we've been, you know, he's been involved in my daughter's life since she's been a newborn. And
So is she interested in makeup?
Oh, yeah, my daughter, she was at the makeup show with me. She loves makeup. She loves makeup. She is so funny. She's great. She's 13, and she loves makeup.
Do you take her on jobs with you?
Well, yeah, when she was a baby, I always took her everywhere, you know. But, you know, now that she goes to school and, you know, well, she's in summer vacation, but, you know, yeah. She always, you know, came with me.
She's 15, you said.
Huh?
You said she's 15 now?
No, she's 13.
13.
Oh, 13. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
13 years old.
So how hard was that? How hard was it raising a child and being in this business?
Oh, it's very challenging. You know, you always have to, you know. But I'm lucky, you know, I have my family close by, and, you know, it's very challenging. You know, just with traveling and stuff, you know. But, you know, you got to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Do what you gotta do. Yeah.
And so what kind of jobs did did you and David work on, and even now, what kind of jobs do you all work on?
Well, we've done a lot of campaigns for, you know, we've done a lot of, like, the Smirnoff campaigns and, you know, I'll be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And we did, I did a commercial with him with Uma Thurman, which is amazing, for Schweppes.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done a lot of stuff throughout the years together. Kiehl's, you know, all kinds of things. If you go to my website, opusbeauty.com, you can see some of the work.
Now, what's been the most difficult job you've had, or I guess the most challenging, I should say, and why?
Most challenging?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've really had anything challenging. I think, you know, kind of you always, each job is different. You just always kind of adapt to each job.
Right. You
kind of go with the flow and be a team player. I haven't really had any.
How has the business changed since you started?
like I said, you know, with social networking and, you know, the whole, you know, just social networking has really changed the business a lot, I think. You know, with there's so many makeup artists these days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, going to these makeup shows, you can, you know, you have the makeup show, then you have IMAX, and then you have, you know, you just, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Same show, it just, and they're all packed.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And this, you know, with vloggers and YouTube, and, you know, it just, it's amazing.
Right.
It's amazing. And I'm happy, you know, that, you know, that we're able to, and I really love watching tutorials. Like, it's so amazing. Like, these artists are so good at them. They're so good. Do you watch a lot of YouTube tutorials?
No.
Every now and again, but not a whole lot.
Mm. Yeah, just because
I think I think for me, the one reason why I don't really watch a lot of them is because, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of times the bloggers or whoever's doing it, makeup artists, bloggers, or whoever, most people are doing makeup on themselves. So that, mm-hmm. you know, I just feel like it's kind of one-sided education. Like, I need to see or I need to hear, okay, for someone who's, you know, who's not your complexion, you know, what do you do? Because these are things people are thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before you may have had people who would think, okay, well, I can use the same colors on myself. But then once they try it and they see they can't, then it's like they start to question what people are telling them on these YouTube videos. So, you know, you have to ask, okay, you can use this shadow or this lip or whatever on this complexion, but what about someone who's like, totally different from that. What do you do?
Right.
I need to see something where, I mean, for me, I can take what they're giving me and be able to use the information. But for some people who don't have a clue about makeup, they won't be able to do it. And then they're upset when they try those same products and same colors and it doesn't really look, you know, too nice on them.
Right. Yeah. I think, I always get my inspiration, you know, like, you know, I don't know. I just, you're right. I guess people have to, you know, everybody has their own thing, their own style, you know, and what they like.
I mean, a lot of the videos are very inspiring, so...
They always do a lot of, like, colored eyeshadow, like, really strong, heavy colors.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's crazy.
What inspires you, Sharon?
What inspires me? I get inspired by, you know, fashion magazines. I love, you know, always keeping current with the fashion shows and what's going on in, you know, London and Paris and I'm always inspired by art, and I get inspired by working. I'm inspired by life.
You've touched fashion, music.
I'm inspired by my mom. My mom used to do a cat eye, and I was always inspired by my mom.
She used to do what?
She used to do a cat eye.
Oh.
I was inspired by my mom.
But you've done music and fashion,
mm-hmm.
red carpet and things. What would you say was your favorite area to work in?
What was my favorite? Well, I love doing music videos and commercials. I used to love doing, I worked on a lot of Old Navy commercials, and I worked on, yeah, I love commercials and videos.
So, what about? Are you interested at all in film or television?
Oh yeah, I would love to get into film. That would be amazing. I would, you know, I've always aspired to do my homework about, like, you know, documentaries and films.
Mhm.
Yeah, I would love to get into films.
What kind of advice would you give? Now, I know things have changed, you know, and social media plays a big part in everything nowadays, but what kind of advice would you give to someone who's just starting out and maybe they've gone as far as going to makeup school, but that's it, and pretty much even though they've gone to school, they kind of still don't know what direction to go. What kind of advice would you give someone who's just starting?
Never give up. Keep believing in what your vision is of like what you want to do in your life. Never give up. If you want to be with an agency and you're set for this and this is what you want in life, just, you know, always constantly just get yourself out there. You know, make your phone calls, try to get an assisting job, you know, just don't be afraid. Be fearless.
That's a great point. Start out assisting.
Huh?
I said, that's a great point, out assisting.
Mm-hmm. Just, you know, you can meet a lot of makeup artists, you know, on Facebook, and, you know, you never know. Like, you just got to constantly just, you know, get yourself out there and not be afraid to keep asking, you know. When I started, you know, I got lucky, you know. I just got really lucky.
We had a question from the chat room for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we touched on the social media, but mm-hmm. Viola Nicholson is wondering, what do you think, or do you think social media is a great tool for a makeup artist to turn to?
Yes, it's amazing. One of my assistants, her name was Priscilla Ono, and, you know, I met her. She used to have a company called Scandalous Cosmetics, and I met her at the makeup at IMAX a couple of years ago, and now she's, like, doing so good. Like, she's, you know, on Instagram, and, you know, she's, like, you know, her own makeup artist, and she's, you know, doing really good. Like, you know, she worked on a commercial with me with Amber Rose, and her and Amber Rose are best friends, and she's doing really good. Like, she's with Azealia. She's a great example of not having an agent, and she has her boyfriend that manages her career, and they've done everything through Twitter and Instagram and social media. A lot of her stuff has been, you know, on YouTube. Like, she started doing YouTube tutorials, and then, you know, she didn't have much of a burk when I first met her. Now she's, like, doing tons of red carpet. She does makeup on, she's doing so well.
Oh, wow.
And she's a great example of, you know, being, working with me as an assistant and then taking off. Like, you know, now she's, like, really super, like, it's amazing.
Have you ever thought of doing that, like, doing tutorials on YouTube?
Yeah.
Or even doing just a makeup DVD.
I did something for eHow before. And it's on my agency website. And I just did something with YouTube. But, I mean, I'm not like, you know, there's, you know, we just have to, you know, I think there's, these people are just, you know, they're like the Candy Johnsons. They're so good at it.
Mm-hmm.
I think Candy Johnson's really funny and cute.
But there are people that are... There are people out there who are, you know, they don't mind being on camera. They don't mind having their face seen. They just get out there and they just say whatever they want to say. And most of the time it's just like, you know, in layman's terms, you know, I just take this and I do that and I do that and then I do that and then I do that.
Mm-hmm.
And people love it. They have a million hits.
Yeah.
Now, you've been in the business for so long, I'm sure you could get on there and say something, something a little bit more than that. I use this and I use that, and be a hit and be a success at it.
Yeah, we'll have to see. I hope so. I hope so. We'll see how, you know, how it goes.
Now I have another question from Viola. She's asking, this is a really good question. Do you think makeup artists are more spoiled now due to social media and not having to do as much legwork like the older experienced makeup artists?
Like paying your dues?
Yeah, some people are getting on the social media, and just like your friend that assisted you, you know, they're getting on the social media, and now they're hit, they're big time, and it's like, but maybe you did it the what we would call the old-fashioned way, the old-school way. Do you think some of these artists now are spoiled, or they have it a little easy?
Well, I think, you know, when you go to the, you know, to the shows and you see, you know, they're just, I mean, it's amazing. It's just, I think it's wonderful that how many people just love makeup. And, you know, I think that, you know, everybody's just having fun and, you know, however way you go about it, you know, people are just having fun and they're just doing what they love to do. And, you know, they're just all just having fun doing makeup. And, you know, I'm lucky, like, you know, that I've had so many great opportunities in my life. And, you know, I think that, you know, you just have to constantly, you know, like I said, so, you know, some of my assistants, you know, just open the doors for people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, you just have to, like I said, not be afraid and keep constantly just going for your vision of what you want in your life.
Mm-hmm. Now, I agree with that 100%. I think it's so true. But you have some people who are, you know, looking at these artists and saying, well, you know, they didn't have to do the things I had to do to get a job. And now, you know, they're out here, they're having fun, but they're having fun and they're making money. And they're taking, you know, they're taking my jobs. I could have had those jobs. Because there are people who think like that. I've heard it. You know, so especially when it comes to the beauty bloggers. You know, there are some makeup artists who just, for whatever reason, they don't like beauty bloggers. They think that, you know, they say beauty bloggers aren't experts. They aren't, you know, they aren't makeup artists. They're just doing makeup on themselves. They are just basically, you know, getting free product and then trying it out and then basically saying, you know, some things that are just obvious, you know, and people love it. And now, you know, they're getting these great jobs here, there, or wherever.
Yeah, that's what, you know, the thing is, I love people. Like, one of the persons who I love so much is that's so great with education and knowledge about products and information was James Vincent.
Mm-hmm.
He's so amazing. Like, you know, with the makeup show, you know, he's just so full of knowledge and about products. And, like, you know, when we went to the beauty blog event, so just, you know, I think it's amazing how much makeup, because when I first started off in the industry, you know, all my friends were doing makeup lines, you know, and just, it's really crazy how everything has taken off. Like, you know, when I was with Cloutier, it was just a little small agency, and now how LA has exploded. And then, you know, I started in the beginning with, you know, the makeup show, IMAX, all the shows, and how it's just so overwhelming when you see how many people, and now it's around the world, you know, and just everywhere. And I even started with Makeup Forever. Like, they used to have a little store in Soho, and now they're, like, huge, and, like, you know, Sephora, and, like, it's just amazing. Makeup Forever was just, you know, in Paris, and then the little store in Soho. And now it's like, you know, it's crazy. And even like MAC, when I first started with MAC, back in the day we used it on Madonna's tour. And now, you know, look at MAC. You know, I met the owners of MAC back in the day, Frank and Frank. And, you know, they're just, it's amazing that MAC is now, you know, makeup really has grown so much, you know, because of like Sephora's and just, you know, all the stores and, you know, you have your drugstore makeup and you have your, mm-hmm. and, it, you know, the tutorials, people, you know, saying, you know, here's, you know, Candy Johnson will be like, this is the drugstore makeup and this is like Dior or like, this is fancy makeup. So,
let me go back a little bit, Sharon. We were talking about Fame Expo at the top of the show. Tell me a little mm-hmm. bit what about what you were doing at Fame Expo.
I was at Fame Expo, and I was working with RCMA, which is my favorite foundation ever. They're, like, everybody. They're, like, the must-have in your kit. Like, RCMA is just really, if you want a flawless foundation, it's just so, it's, they're beautiful. I think, you know, what do you think about RCMA? The colors are just, they're just really beautiful.
I mean, it's been in my kit since, 2002, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta have it.
Yep. It's gotta have.
There's no question.
Gotta have.
I mean, it's probably one of my favorite foundations as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You have the Shinto palettes and the Keio mm-hmm. palettes.
Yeah, and you have to have it, but also you'll come across a lot of clients who used it, you know, on, you know, a different show or something before, and some of them will actually come to you and tell you, you know, my color is Shinto whatever, you know. So not only do a lot of makeup artists use it and have it, but a lot of actors and talent out there, they know their art.
Mariah Carey,
you know?
I know that a lot of people, you know, they just, they love it. You know, I think that so many, you know, Carmen Electra, like I remember, you know, working with people, Carrie Ananava, the Shinto colors are beautiful. People will be like, oh, I have my RCMA.
And so you were working with Vivian Fame?
Plus, I love the family. I love JR and Christian. They're like the grandsons of Vincent Gio.
Mm-hmm.
They are just the most amazing, sweetest people ever. I mean, they're just so amazing.
Yeah, JR.
JR and Vincent. JR and Christian.
And what was your class about at Fame?
I was on stage playing with the foundations, just showing people, like, you know, how just the palettes, like, you know, the little palettes they have, and I was playing with the foundations. Like, just kind of perfecting it, you know, just making a beautiful foundation. But there, I mean, it's sometimes people, you know, things are just simple, and, you know, you just have to, sometimes people overdo it too much, and, you know, you just got to remember less is more, and you got to just keep things simple sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Truly.
And then you got to people overthink sometimes.
Speaking of foundation, what are some of the other products that you like to use, other products that we can find in your kit?
Dior, Chanel, definitely Makeup Forever. I'm a big mm-hmm. fan of Makeup Forever. So, yeah, those are some of my favorite products. I love Makeup Forever a lot. I'll be speaking I'll be a keynote speaker in Orlando in September.
Oh, okay.
And also, I've been a keynote speaker here in Los Angeles for the makeup show. Yeah. I love Makeup Forever. Yeah, I think the face and body and the HD foundations are just, those are definitely a must have. And I love all the aqua colors and We use it a lot, you know.
I was just going to ask you, what did you think about their HD? But you just said you liked it.
Yeah, I love the HD. Yeah, definitely. Can you think of some
products out there that, or particularly foundations that are not HD, but you feel like if you were working with an HD camera that they were, you could still use them, that would be just as good?
Well, I think, you know, the RCMA is HD. I think, you know, people, you know, I think that's like one of the first, you know, HD foundations. But I think one of the things you just have to do is you have to look at things and keep on the monitor and making sure that it looks beautiful. I mean, I think the one thing that's really important is just training your eye to be like a magnifying glass. And I think, you know, with me having a photography background.
Right.
And you have to, you know, with the photography background.
Now, as far as your photography background goes, was it just that you had an interest and you started to study, or did you actually go as far as taking pictures?
I used to take pictures.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I loved photography.
So how did that help? How did that help you when you started doing makeup and started trying to build a portfolio? How did having that photography background help you in trying to do
practice? Practice, practice, practice. You always have to practice, and I think, you know, taking pictures and seeing it and, you know, just practicing.
Mm-hmm.
And just learning from doing. I think, you know, I think it's definitely important for us to learn lighting.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I worked with so many great photographers, you know, I got lucky to learn about lighting.
Is there anything that you haven't done thus far that you would love to still do as far as your career goes?
Well, I'd love to travel to do more fashion shows, and I would love to go to Europe and do more fashion shows. That would be really fun. I'd love to take my daughter with me and let's go together.
More shows in Europe. Are you still doing the shows here?
I used to do a few in New York, but I don't do it that much anymore because, you know, I just have my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's but I used to do some in New York.
Sharon, Viola has another question. She's wondering, what do you think of the makeup in fashion now?
Always changing. You got to keep up with, you know, constantly always changing with fashion. I think, you know, just, you know, keeping up with what's going on with the latest shows. And, you know, I really love the Pantone collection, you know, Sephora, that was fun. I love to do mood boards. I think it's really important to always do, like, your homework and do mood boards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's always important to do mood boards.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I'm always required, like, you know, you got to do your homework.
Mm-hmm.
You know, watching, you know, always knowing about, you know, history of fashion and makeup.
And do you think you think that comes from working with David a lot on your
show? Yeah, definitely. And working with David, you know, he's always pushing me to be the best I can.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful. We have he always is, you know, you know, if you came to the studio, you'd see in the makeup room all my makeup boards. Yeah, they're fun.
Are there other photographers out there that you've worked with that you, you're really fond of and really admire their work a lot?
I've always loved Steven Meisel because he's, you know, but I think I love, you know, there's just, I love, let me think. I love all the European magazines, and, you know, I think just you got, you know, yeah, let's see. I think Stephen Klein, Steve Meisel. I think, you know, they do amazing work. And I think that, you know, you just got to look at the magazines and, you know, constantly keep, do your homework of, like, you know, the newest, latest photographers, and you read, like, who's who and read who's doing the hair and makeup. Know who's, you know, like Pat McGrath, you know, she's just, you know, she's queen of makeup.
Mm-hmm. Your mama makeup, yeah, but she's queen.
Pat McGrath is, she's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of makeup artists, are there some makeup artists out there who've really inspired you over the years with their work?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, Pat has always inspired me. I think, you know, Alex Box. Oh, Val Garland, definitely.
Oh, okay.
She's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
She had a. She's Val Garland's amazing. Definitely. She's really creative.
Some heavy hitters.
Huh?
And so you're naming some heavy hitters.
And I've been so lucky. I work with, you know, Jeremy Scott, and, you know, I do a lot of his stuff, lookbooks for Adidas.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
He's amazing. I've been lucky that we've worked with great photographers like Rankin. And he's introduced me to Bjork. I just got done doing Bjork. Excuse me.
Now, I know earlier we talked about how the industry has changed over the years. Is there anything about the beauty industry that you would change, whether, you know, whether it's something that's good or bad? Is there anything out there that you would change about the industry or want to change about the industry?
Not really. I mean, I think that, like, what would you mean?
I mean, you know, just things out there that you see that you would like to see something different. You know, if there's anything going on in the industry that you feel like could be better.
Well, I think the beauty industry.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's inspiring. I think there's nothing much that I'd want to change because I think it, you know, no, I don't think there's anything that I'd really want to change. I think it's really exciting.
Viola has another question for you in the chat room. She's wondering, what is your next step or challenge that you would take on in this industry?
Let me think. Well, I mean, it would be interesting to, I mean, I'd love to do film.
Mm-hmm.
It would be great, but, you know, we just have to see. I have to pay my dues. I work my way up in the union. I think that's the hardest thing is, like, you know, you're in the commercial department, and, you know, you just got to
keep paying your dues.
Right.
Yeah. I think, but I'm excited at least to be in the union.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, it took a long time, but yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah, sometimes it does. It takes a while, but once you're there, like you said, as long as you keep paying your dues, you're there.
Yeah, your monthly dues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. yeah, I'm excited that, you know, I love being a part of family.
Right.
I was at IMAX and I was looking at Sue, and, you know, it's just a... got so much good information.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she's it's exciting finally to
yeah.
So what's next for you? What can we expect to see from Mama Makeup?
Maybe a reality show. Just kidding.
Well, I would love to see that.
Huh?
I would love to see that.
That crazy life of Mama Makeup.
Well, speaking of reality shows, let me ask you, do you watch Face Off?
Oh, yeah, it's great. I was just watching it.
And did you ever watch, Blush?
No.
Okay.
How was Blush?
Oh, I really loved Blush. I just wish they would have done more than one season, but it that's probably something you would have loved too, because it was more about beauty,
uh-huh.
But they covered it all. And
really?
I think it's great when they have those shows on. And
they
were
on the show Blush.
Hmm?
You know,
who
Maxie?
On Blush?
Huh?
You know Maxie?
Do you know Maxie? The makeup artist?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
Maxie?
She's an LA girl.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I think, I know Maxie.
Yeah. He was a contestant, actually. Actually, he was the runner-up.
Like...
He didn't win. He was the runner-up.
Uh-huh.
And I believe Charlie Green was like an advisor on the show.
And the host. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was a really good show. I wish it would have lasted more than one season. But the thing I like about Face Off, even though it's a special effects type of competition, but there's so many elements of makeup that it goes into, you know, the different special effects looks. So you still have
I like Face Off a lot. I watched the other day.
Yeah, you still have to know your stuff. I'm just waiting for the new season to start.
Yeah, it was a really good show.
Yeah.
And I love that garment.
A
female.
One of the questions I wanted to ask you, but first, tell everybody like where they can find you online. So, you know, if you have Instagram, Twitter, tell us how we can find you.
I have my Facebook, which is Sharon Galt.
Mm-hmm.
And then, my Instagram is Mama Makeup. I think it's Makeup Mama Makeup.
Mhm.
I think my Twitter. I think it's Sharon Galt.
I think it's Mama_MU_Sharon.
Oh yeah, for the Twitter.
Yeah, for Twitter.
Okay.
I know it's so many faces.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, trying to remember them all.
Mm-hmm.
We have funny how like.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm waiting for you to finish. We have another question for you, Sharon, from Sharon Tina, actually, is asking, if you weren't a makeup artist, what do you think you would, what else do you think you would have pursued? And then what else are you passionate about?
If I wasn't a makeup artist?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Probably photography.
Mm.
Or yeah, I don't know, maybe involved production. Or producing, or I think I was so lucky with being a makeup artist. Yeah. Like I said, I'm the kind of person that's never given up. And, you know, you got to constantly just not be afraid. I've always walked in the door and, you know, just... I've been so blessed in my life, you know, and it's always why I wanted to bless others and help people. And I always shared, you know, things in my life. And I think that, you know, hopefully, you know, good things come back.
Thank and Sharon, you. Our last question to you is, what is beauty to you?
Beauty? Beauty... Beauty is within. I think beauty is, you know, you just have to, I think beauty is whatever you want to make it. I think that, you know, beauty is creativity. Yeah. I think that, you know, I think beauty, you know, is in the eyes of the beholder.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what we feel is beauty. So, yeah, I think we can find beauty in everything that, you know.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Our beauty.
Well, Sharon, I'm so happy we could finally.
I know, finally. I'm just.
I guess it's because I'm sitting still to be able to get this done.
I'm really, you know, happy that finally we got to.
Right.
Now, Sharon, finally. there. Would you have, like, maybe 5 extra minutes maybe to go out to our Facebook page and answer a couple more questions? Some people have some questions, so I'm thinking about having them just go out to our Facebook page and ask you the questions there.
So are you going to go to the Facebook, or do I have to go to your Facebook?
Yeah, you go to the Facebook, and we'll go out to the Facebook, and then they can follow us there and ask more questions there. That way, the questions are on the page, and then everybody can see them.
Let me see if I can do that. I could do this with my phone. Hold on a second. I'll try to... do this on my phone. Can you send me something in my so
yeah,
I can click on it?
I'll send you something. Yeah, I'll send you something so you'll know where to go.
Okay. That'll be easier.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Sharon, for joining us. We really do appreciate it. I'm so happy we could finally get
thank
you on. So
thank
we'll
you.
Chat in a few minutes. Facebook, but I want to just thank everyone for joining us tonight and for tuning in, and just want to say
thank
a quick
you.
Hello to Nadra and Marietta and Viola, Sharon Tina, let's see, who else was out there tonight I saw
Tanisha.
On the stage?
Tanisha was there.
Oh, Tanisha was there. Yeah, so I saw a couple of people just going in and out of the chat room. But thank you guys for listening, and for those who listen by phone or just listening online through your computers or your cell phones,
thank you
very much for tuning in. Yeah, thanks for tuning in, and meet us over on our Facebook page, Booty Talk Online Radio, and we will continue the conversation for a few more minutes. So until next week, have a wonderful night.
Good night.
Thank you all. Good night. Night. Thank you. Do I stay on the line? Hello?